This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. This is Frida Liu. It's Open for Business and it's Tuesday, which means it's A La Carte Tuesday where we talk about food. I'm here with Frederick Dion from Lepidor, which means golden wheat. And it's French run and French owned by himself, obviously, situated in Kelana Jaya. And he's got a very interesting history because he used to be a pilot. And, you know, a former pilot. Welcome, Frederick. You know, how did a former pilot end up becoming, you know, running, you know, end up running a production facility for pastries?
Oh, I see. So thanks to invite me here. And it was a quite of amazing story because I came in Malaysia and through a contract with Malaysian Airlines flying the Boeing fleet. Mm-hmm. And for some different reason, I had to make a turn in my life. Yeah. And I decided to open a bakery. Uh-huh. And I didn't know anything about it. So I had to find a way to find all the information. Uh-huh. and make a decision. And plus, Asia is a place where I didn't really know. Mm-hmm. So it was a big challenge.
Right. Bakery. Why bakery? There were so many other things to look at. Why bakery?
Why bakery? Because I didn't see a lot of bakery 3-4 years ago. Mm-hmm. in Malaysia. And a lot of, I would say, pastry specialties were missing here. Mm. So, and French are quite good in this industry, so I think why not?
And you know what good pastry is?
I think I know. Yeah. I know because I used to eat them, but now I know how to do them.
Okay. And your grandmother is quite well known.
Well known, yes. She started a kind of biscuit industries in the 1900s. Uh-huh. And he was running for about, I think, 80 years. Uh-huh. And so she's quite famous for having invented some few biscuits from, right, French Brittany.
Okay, so this her name is what, Marie Cuisinec?
Marie Cuisinec. It's not easy to pronounce. Yeah.
Okay, and so what sort of biscuits did she come up with?
Oh, it was some kind of, I would say, if you know the Madeleine, yes, it's a kind of sauce biscuits. Uh-huh. Or some other are made with butter and more crispy ones. Uh-huh. And we can buy some in KL now. You find some in some supermarkets.
Oh, so
and
she was the one who came up with these.
Yes, exactly.
And you grew up eating them.
Exactly, I grew up eating them, going, okay, every morning and pick up some broken pieces for my breakfast.
Okay, so in the early days, did you do everything yourself or did you work with, you know, French chefs or French bakers to help you in setting this up?
Yes, I got a consultant that came to start the business. Mm-hmm. And but I had to take over very quickly because I wanted my company to be organized in a different way. Mm. And so I had to implement a lot of procedures. Mm-hmm. And he was not working in the same way I wanted him to do.
Okay. So and you were saying that running a bakery is like flying a plane.
No, not flying a plane. I mean, run a business, okay, is like flying a plane.
Right.
That you mean you have to take a lot of decisions. Mm-hmm. And you are totally responsible.
Okay.
Nobody is going to hear and give you a list of what you have to do during the day.
Uh-huh.
So day after day, you build your company. And I think flying a plane, there are some similarities, yes.
Okay. How so? Having that checklist?
Yeah, kind of checklist. But you have to make the checklist. In aviation, they give you the checklist,
right,
and you follow it. And here you have to, I would say, from A to Z, you have to do everything.
Okay. Was it difficult? I mean, having been, you know, flying a plane and now, you know, running your business, what were some of the things that you learned?
I used to have a business before.
Oh.
in France. Mm-hmm. So I had a company. And so I took this experience to build this bakery in Malaysia.
Okay.
But there is, in production line, you have a lot of other things, mm-hmm, that I had to go through, and mm-hmm, like maintaining the quality of the product. Mm-hmm. Producing, I would say, 10 croissants or producing 10,000 of them is totally different.
Yeah.
So this was my main problem.
And in terms of getting the ingredients, what sort of ingredients do you use?
Ingredients, I had to make some research.
Mm.
So I went to see most of the suppliers in Malaysia. in Kuala Lumpur, and I had to make different tests. Mm. So we have tested most of the butters to see which one was giving the test I was looking for.
Okay. And are these ingredients easy to find?
Nowadays, yes. Okay. You have some importers in Kuala Lumpur for that.
Right. So, but it's not cheap.
It's not cheap, yeah. It is not cheap. But I think good food has never been cheap. But we try not to make our prices high. We want all Malaysians to be able to eat bakery product at a proper price.
Okay, so your main focus of the business is supplying to cafes and schools.
Yes, now we are starting supplying international schools. Mm-hmm. And cafes, restaurants in Kuala Lumpur.
Okay, and was it easy to establish these relationships with cafes? So you get them to try and then, you know, for them to say, okay, please supply to me. Was that easy?
I would say yes. There is a demand. The cafes are looking for a new product. Mm-hmm. And there is more and more competition in Kuala Lumpur. So if you can have something different, you can attract customers. So they really listen when we go and see them.
Okay. When you say you can offer something different, what do you mean by that? How is it different?
What is different is the way we produce and the ingredient we're using. Mm. So it really gives a taste. Like a chocolate, I would say we do chocolate eclairs that is one of the best sellers now. Mm. We cannot really find some in Kuala Lumpur. Mm. So that's why they can offer different product to their customers.
What do you find that the customers like? They like the standard French fare, you know, the croissant. Are they experimental? They want to try something new?
They want to try something new. I don't find Malaysians really curious. Mm. I would have expecting them to be a little bit more curious. But as soon as they try and they like it, yeah, they come back and it becomes a usual consumption for them.
All right. And what would you do differently? I mean, what would you like to? What have you experimented with it? And then the customers were not so used to it.
I tried one time to put some goat cheese on the bread and to toast it, and that really didn't work. It was the cheese was too strong, I think.
Okay, we should be used to it. We have our durians as well. All right, and of course, you've got a cafe, and we'll talk a little bit about that cafe in just a moment. I'm here with Frederick Dion from Lepido. This is Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Broking financial mergers, BFM. 89.9.
Good morning. It's Open for Business. This is Frida Liu. It's Alaka Tuesday. I'm here with Frederick Dion from Lepido. Lepido means golden wheat in French. And so we were talking a little bit about your production facility, and your focus is more in the production rather than the cafe.
Yes, we are now.
Okay.
So it's a bigger business than just a retail shop.
Okay.
So I had to organize all of this to be able, because we have now 120 products, I think, roughly.
Okay.
And I have to organize the production to maintain the consistency of the product and to make all the team working in phase. And after you have the storing, you have the packing. All of this is quite a big issue to succeed, to provide on time the customers.
Mm. And so you also have a cafe, though.
Yes, we have a cafe. Mm. We are not specialized, but people can come and with great pleasure they can try all our different specialties.
And you're giving a 20% discount.
Yes, we are giving a 20% discount this week because we came on BFM. And from the 23rd to the 30th of June.
Okay, till next Tuesday, they can try it out. So, and the focus is not on cafes. Your focus is not to grow with more cafes, but just to improve the production capacity?
Exactly. Yes, improving production capacity, and after we can so deliver to schools, hospitals, and I would like to build a kind of small industry of French product here in Malaysia.
And the reason why you don't want to go into cafes, is it because it's too competitive, too many players, retail is tough?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Nowadays, I think there is many cafes, and it would be difficult for me to run a profitable business doing this.
Okay. And in terms of your manufacturing facility, you know, do you have a lot of people working with you?
Yes, we have now 6 people.
Okay.
And we provided very good training for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's becoming now more a family business. Mm-hmm. Everybody, the atmosphere in the company is very relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
People knows what they have to do, and they take their work very seriously.
Because they have a checklist.
The other checklist. It hasn't been like this since the beginning. So we had to build some, I would say, standard operating procedures that they know what to do from A to Z. Otherwise, they skip a lot of things.
Shortcuts. What's the process like for you to be able to deliver to your customers the next day? What is the, you know, when do you have to start making them, and what time do they have to be ready? What's the production line like?
Yeah, it was one of my biggest problems. Mm. It means you have to start producing, you have to store, you have to know what you have in your cold rooms. That is not easy to manage.
Mm-hmm.
You have to offer to make the invoice. You have the drivers. I think every company runs the same, but the problem, it has to be very fluent.
Mm.
And when you have a product that is already, it's ready, you just buy and resell, it's way easier.
Mm-hmm.
In bakery product, this is the main challenge I'm facing, is to produce on time and to have stock permanently and fresh stock.
Okay, so do they have to work overnight in a way?
Sometimes, yes. Sometimes they have to start at 2 a.m., 3 a.m. It happens. Not very often, but sometimes I have to ask them to come earlier. Yeah.
Okay. But if not, I mean, so in a normal day, what time do they finish, you know, in terms of the last, you know, baking, and then before they send up for delivery? What time do you send up for delivery?
Normally, they start at 8, they finish at 5.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And this is for the productions, but the delivery can go up to sometime 7, 8 o'clock.
Okay. So then that's for the next day's...
Yeah.
For all the cafes and all that. Where are some of the cafes where your pastries are available?
Oh, we are selling to, I don't know if I can give any names, but we are selling to, for example, Bite and Pull in near Sunway.
Okay.
We have a French restaurant, the name is Rendezvous, mm-hmm. that is in Monksar.
Mm-hmm.
We have the La Crêperie de Caroline in Monksar also.
Okay.
And this is some of the restaurants we are supply now.
What is, when you say you look at the best ingredients, so most of the ingredients are not obviously, you know, not local stuff. You have to get them from overseas to get the kind of pastries that you have.
Oh, I mean, I just go to regular ingredients. Like we all know the Belgium chocolate is good.
Mm.
So some other chocolates, they had sugar, they had more fat.
Mm.
So I try to go through those famous brands. Mm. And to achieve what I'm looking for.
Okay, so in terms of expansion for you, I guess it's more cafes, more schools. That's your idea of expansion.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. So maybe
we'll open some outlets in the future. But I needed the foundation of my company has to be strong.
Right.
You cannot start expansion if you cannot supply your own cafes, and so the whole chain has to be done properly.
Okay, and that's do you have a plan though? If you talk about and when you go out to all these cafes and schools, do they approach you, or are you the one going out there doing the marketing?
I would say both.
Yeah,
we go out to try to find some, but now because I think we have. Quite good reputation now, so some come and see me directly. And I think for any business, you on two sides. Sometimes you have to look for customers, and sometimes they contact you directly.
And you, so this has been around since 2012. You know, how long has it been? I mean, in terms of, you know, establishing yourself and getting your name known, how long does that take? You know,
we often say that making a company takes 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me almost 3 years.
Okay. Yeah. And 3 years means getting the supply chain right, getting the operations right, and getting the marketing.
Yeah, exactly. You have to build everything. When you start the first day, there is nothing. So you have to build one by one. And sometimes you think you will never finish. The do list is very long.
You are everything. You're marketing, your operations, and you can bake as well.
Exactly. I used to bake. I studied. I was a baker.
Okay.
So it hasn't been easy. But honestly, production now is not the main issue.
Okay.
We are more focused now into marketing.
Okay. So in terms of marketing, what else will you be doing? Just going, I mean, it's face-to-face marketing.
We are face-to-face, but now we have a website. We deliver online.
Okay.
So last year when I came, I promised to do it. I did it.
Okay.
So it's www.lepidor.biz. So you can order online your cakes, your croissant. You bake at home, and you achieve, honestly, a very good quality.
Uh-huh.
We have a Facebook page.
Okay.
And so through different network, we push ourselves to be known.
Okay, so it's online that you're focusing on mostly?
Yeah, online. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and we have a drivers, we have a van, we have freezers, and within 2-3 days we deliver to people directly.
Okay, and you do catering as well?
We do catering. We have done some, mm-hmm. yeah, to some school.
Okay, so the idea then, so people can actually just order your pastries online.
Exactly.
For, yeah. So not just for individual. Is there a minimum order?
You have minimum order of 100 ringgit for free delivery.
Okay.
Yeah, so it goes quick if you take some bread, croissant, choco rolls, one pack of each. It's quite 100, quick.
100 ringgit goes by very quickly.
Yeah, nowadays, yes. In Malaysia.
Well, thanks for being with us. And of course, if you want to check it out, you can go online or you can check out their store and you get 20% off. I think, you know, just turn up and say, BFM, I heard you in BFM. Thanks for being with us. Frederick Dion from Lepidot, our guest for A La Carte Tuesday in Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to BFM.com. Or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.